Welcome to Daf Yomi Yerushalmi. We're holding the Chagiga Daf Yudalid in the Oizvardar edition, Perek Sheni, in the middle of Halacha Gimel. We're starting the third line from the top of Amud Aleph. The Gemara addresses the machlekes we had in the Mishnah. If you could bring korbanos of oilo on Yom Tov, and can you do smicha on Yom Tov? But Shama says you cannot do smicha and you can't bring korban oilo. And Basila hold that you could bring also korban oilo and you could do smicha. Once Hillel HaZoken brought his korban oilo to the Hazor on Yom Tov, he did smicha. Chover olov talmidei Shammai. So talmidei Shammai saw him, and we didn't pass kalochi yet like Hillel. So he started based on machlekes. Why are you bringing oilo on Yom Tov? He drew mekashkesh beznavo. He waved the tail. Omer le'emru nekevo hi v'shlomim hi v'sil. So he hid the fact that it was oilo. He showed that it was a shlomim. He at least pretended it was a shlomim by saying this was a female, not a male. So that's how they left him. He fligim bedvarim v'olchu lehem. He said what he said, so they left, so he prevented a machlekes. La'achayomim gov v'yodun shebit shama yubikshu likvar aloha k'divrehem. Then this machlekes was not yet settled, and Bet Shammai had a stronger hand and a stronger ability to pass kalach like them, so they wanted to pass this way. Vayashon Boa ben Buto ben Tamidei Bet Shammai v'yodea shalach kebisil. But when Rebuto was there and he knew that the true halach is like bisil. Pamachas nichas la'azoro motzor shomimus. One time he went to the Azoro, he saw it empty because people could not bring oilus, so there's not enough korbanos to bring. Their house should be deserted the same way they caused the house of Hashem to be empty. He brought 3,000 sheep from the special Tzon Kedar. He checked that they have no blemishes. He announced to all Am Yisrael, anybody wants, he can come and bring oilos, he can do smicho, he can bring shlomim and do smicho. In other words, he passed like Beisilel. That's when the halach is nifsek like Beisilel, and there was nobody who can protest. So he had to make a very big roishim, a very big impression to make the halach like Beisilel. And the Gemara says, so it brings what people say, hadok koso. When you have this pot, Bishiruso by Muli Saso. At the beginning, you want to strengthen it to make it full. You have to heat it up very much and fill it up with wood to heat it up. The kiso, once it's already formed, Mineube. So then to keep the heat, you just need a little bit of wood. So the first initiation, you have to make a big impression. And another thing people say, any coal that did not heat up in its time will not heat up. So you have to make sure in the beginning to burn it and make it strong. So when don't you know about silence? Don't talk when you're not supposed to. So he silenced them when he left, meaning in the end, the halacha was clear like Beisilel. Halacha da zok the Mishnah at Sarah Shechal Yoyis Erev Shabbos. If Shavuos falls on a Friday, Bet Shammai Yom Tvoyach Lachar Shabbos. So say Bet Shammai, the korbanos, korban oilo, you don't bring until, you can't bring it on Yom Tov, according to Bet Shammai. You can't bring it the next day on Shabbos. So you wait for Sunday. Or Beisilel Yom Ein Lem Yom Tvoyach. I mean, you don't have to delay it. You can do it on Yom Tov. If Shavuos falls on Shabbos, then you cannot do korban oilo on Shabbos. You have to move it to after Shabbos. Even Beisilel agree. If it's done on Sunday, the Kohen Gadol doesn't wear his clothing, even though he does wear it every Shabbos Yom Tov, and there's a korban of Yom Tov. And you can do Esper and Tainis that day, even though usually when you bring a korban, you can't do Esper and Tainis. Why here is different? The Tzedukim say the Shavuos is always Sunday. Here they push the korban from Friday to Sunday. The Tzedukim will say, oh, they agree with us. The Shavuos is supposed to be Sunday. So that's what they make sure to show it's not a Yom Tov. So the Gemara says, Shechal Yosef Shabbat Shal Moimim Yom Tov Shal Lachar Shabbos, quote from the Mishnah, B'si Oimim Ela Yom Tovayach Ela Yoyimo Hu Tovaycho. Still say that day they do the Tvicho, which means on Yom Tov. Habichami Oyim in Tvorach Shlach HaShabbos. Vein Kohen Godol Mitlavish Bekelov. Meaning, do we say also the Kohen Godol doesn't wear his clothing as we saw in the end of the Mishnah when it falls on Shabbos? Says the Gemara, yes, Mikal V'chaymer. Says the Gemara, if you're down on the base, Mayim Bishol Shejim Shlomim Ve'oyloyos Kedivir Besil. When Yom Tov falls on Shabbos. Then you can't do not Shlomim, not Oyloyos, and you move it to Sunday. The din is ain't Kohen Godol Mitlavish Bekelov. Bishol Shein Shlomim Ve'oyloyos Kedivir Bechame. According to Bechame, when it falls on a Friday, you can do Oyloyos, but you could do Shlomim. So when you push the Sunday, is only the oilus. So of course, the kosher can that the Kohen Gadol will now wear his clothing when you have only oilo. If he doesn't wear when you have oilo and shlamim, kosher can he doesn't have when you have oilo only. So it goes on and says, so it says, and it says, katsir, you're harvesting that day. Because the Kohen Gadol will now wear his clothing and there's another pasuk, so you're not supposed to avoid on Yom Tev. How you say both things together? בשור שוחל בחול את חוגג ושויבס בשור שוחל בשבס למוח את חוגג וקויצר meaning if it falls on a weekday so you do chagigo and then you can't do melacha but if it falls on a Shabbos and you have to push the carbon to your Sunday so then you bring the chagigo and you can do an avoido you mean you can do work the work you could do is only food that he needs to eat with similar to cholamoyed כעדות התעני להנין שדיהה ואלוי אוין ובקורין. When someone said they needs to bring wood or bikurim, what does it mean he has to bring wood? The Gemara explains. He says he'll bring brunt to the mizbeach and the small wood for the fires on the mizbeach. So then the din is asur be'esper the tainus or melachos melacha b'rabayim. So if the one who brings a korban to be smigdish doesn't do esper the tainus or melacha that day. So that's why when it says you could do ktsira, it's only for the melachas that you need for the food that is needed that day, but not a regular melacha. Falls on Shabbos, everybody agrees, he pushes it after Shabbos. Usually when Karbanis come, the hides go to the Mishmar that's working that day. But when it comes in Yom Tev, it's divided to all the Mishmars. And this Karban was supposed to come on Yom Tev, but it fell on Shabbos, so he moved it to the next day. Does it have a din of Yom Tev and everybody takes a chalik? Only the Mishmar that's working that Sunday. And based on this, what do you say? I'm going to use here the gears of Rav Chaim. If Yom Tov falls on a Sunday, or Yerushalmi, then who divides Zayins? Tifluk to the Birchon v'Shem Elokish. Meaning, if Yom Tov fell on Sunday, so usually when you have korbanos on Shabbos, so the hides of Shabbos you give on Moitzei Shabbos because you can't move them on Shabbos, it's mukse on Shabbos. But now Yom Tov fell on a Sunday. So when you come to give the hides, it's Yom Tov. So do you give it to all the Mishmaras or you give it only to the Mishmar that was working on Shabbos? So says the Gemara, that's the same achlik as a Birchon v'Rish Lakish. Birchon that says we go based on the time of when it came from, so it comes from Shabbos, not from Yom Tov. But according to Rish Lakish, you go based on the time of the when you give it out, you're giving it out on Yom Tov, so you give it to everybody. Tzeres has the shlumim for the 7 days after Shavuos, you can still bring the korbanos. Say the chodesh, you count the days of the month, and then one day is Rosh Chodesh, which means Yom Echot. Also Tzeres, you count the days, 49 days, and one day is Shavuos. Means if you didn't do it the first day, then you have 7 days of Tashlumim. But now that's a 7 days of a chag, it's only one day of a chag, it's only as a hashlama. If someone missed out, he can make it up during the days after Yom Tov. Every single day the Kohen Gadol wears his clothing, and he'd come and does the Tamid Shashachar in the morning. If he's Nedor and Davis, he brings the korbanos. He goes home to eat. And then he comes in the afternoon and he makes Tom Shabbat Arabaim. And then the next few words over here, Reb Chaim takes out because that has to do with Yom Kippur. Rukav in the name of Shuba Levi says he didn't do it every day wearing his clothing and do the Avodah. He did it only in Shabbos and Yom Tov. The tzitz, which goes on the forehead of the Kohen Gadol, it brings a ritzoif when there's a tumah in Beis HaMikdash. When does the tzitz work? only when it's on the forehead of the Kohen Gadol, or even it's on the side. That's the machlokes. There's a Tana that says that Tzitzis Miran Tzal Mitzvah has to be on the forehead. Stani Tanya, Filu Bezov, is even if it's not on the forehead. So the Gemara says, Mando, my Tzitzis Miran Tzal Mitzvah, Ivayal Mitzvah Tomi, it says it has to be on the forehead. Mando, my Filu Bezov, is Min Adod, Yom Kippur, Yom Kippur, he doesn't wear the tzitz. There's no Kapar, Yom Kippur. So from here, he learns there's a Kapar, even if it's not on his forehead. The one who says that he has to have it on his forehead, so that goes like a Bereisi Rabboin, every single day the Kohen Gadol wears clothing. Because he doesn't wear the clothing, we get him his kapara. And the one who says it doesn't have to be on his forehead, he says you don't have to wear the clothing every single day. You can wear the clothing only on Shabbos Yom Tov, because wherever it is, there's a kapara. And that goes with our Mishnah that says he wear the clothing only in Shabbos and Yom Tov. But when they move the carbon of Shavuos to Sunday, so then he didn't wear the clothing, take away from the Tzedukim that says the Shavuos must be on a Sunday. With this we conclude Yerushalmi Chagigah Daf Yud Daled.